Hey, thanks for stopping by to listen to the Autism in Action podcast, where we help families connect with resources, services, support, and all things autism. Hi, I'm Tasha Rollins, your host and certified Autism Spectrum Disorder Clinical Specialist from South Carolina.
And hi, I am Chris Hansen, Executive Function Coach and founder of Life Skills Advocate in Washington State. We hope you enjoy today's show.
Hey everybody, this is Tasha Rollins. I just wanted to give you a quick announcement. I've got a new book coming out. It will be published on December 13th. It's called Autismology, an Autism Dictionary. It's meant to serve as a desk reference for any medical professional, educator, parents, grandparents, you know, all of our family members, neighbors. It is a wonderful resource to help educate everyone on autism. I spent the last 4 years comprising all of this information in one place for you. Again, Autismology, an Autism Dictionary. Go check it out anywhere you can buy books online, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. The list goes on and on. But please feel free. You can also visit my website, www.tasharollins.com. And we'll also list it here on the podcast website, autisminactionpodcast.com. Thank you so much. And I look forward to getting feedback about the Autismology Autism Dictionary. Please feel free to reach out. Let me know your thoughts. If you run across additional words that are not in there, please feel free to send me an email and we'll be happy to try to incorporate that in future revisions of the dictionary. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Autism in Action podcast. Today we have another very special guest. We've got Mr. Jeff Snyder. He is with the Going the Distance. That's the name of his personal blog. We'll put the link in the show notes for you guys. He's coming all the way from Massachusetts today. Thank you, Mr. Snyder, for taking the time to be here and to share your story with all of our listeners.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Tasha. Thank you for having me on.
You are very welcome. Well, I can't wait to learn more about what it is that you do. It sounds like you've got your hands in a lot of different things and you've been doing some incredible work. So if you would just take a moment and share about the services you offer and a little bit of your story.
Well, a little bit about myself. My name is Jeff Snyder. I am an autism neurodiversity self-advocate and public speaker. I am based in Seekonk, Massachusetts, which is a small town about 5 minutes away from Providence, Rhode Island, and about 45 minutes southwest of Boston. And then I was first diagnosed with autism back in when I was 21 months old in December of 1990. Upon my graduation from high school in 2007, I became the first autistic student in my town school district to have completed pre-K through grade 12 within the school system and not coming from other towns or school districts. I have also been living in my own apartment since 2015. And in addition to my website, I am also a moderator for the Global Autism Project's Autism Knows No Borders platform on Mighty Networks. I am a core team leader for the Autism Tree Project Foundation in San Diego, California. And most recently, I was appointed to the junior board of the Unicorn Children's Foundation in Boca Raton, Florida.
That is a lot of responsibility. You are doing some incredible work, it sounds like, with a lot of different agencies and networks. Share what it is that you like to offer personally for services.
Well, one of my primary big things is that I do offer public speaking engagements. I offer speaking services for conferences, trainings, workshops. I also offer speaking services for fan conventions because I have a two-part presentation that is appropriate for fan conventions called Autism in Disney Characters. And for those of you who don't know, autism in Disney characters is a presentation which highlights several Disney characters that may display traits of autism that we don't really see in real life. For example, like the character of Dopey from Snow White. Dopey is nonverbal, which means that some neurodiverse people are nonverbal. Also, there's Tigger, who doesn't really understand personal boundaries. So that's one area. And then another example is the character of Elsa from Frozen, who struggles to accept that she doesn't really embrace her ice powers, which is like someone not embracing their autism or neurodiverse ability. So I do offer those, and then I do blogs every Monday through Friday. I just did blog 95 this morning, and the blogs cover not just growing up with autism or growing up neurodiverse, but also they cover cover education and mostly employment affecting the neurodiversity community. And the main mission of Going the Distance is to share my story with those, and hopefully they can get inspired to pursue their own dreams and passions after hearing my story.
Now, inclusion in the workplace is something that you have a real big passion for. Share with us a little bit about your experience with helping the community with inclusion in the workplace.
This of course is my primary passion, but I do have a day job. I work as a janitor slash porter for a major supermarket chain up here in the Northeast. And I have, you know, I work in a supermarket, so I've seen it all, you know, how working in retail and in the soup and especially in a supermarket can affect neurodiverse people in the way that in terms of sensory issues, also, you know, asking for accommodations, trying to, you know, do the job to the best of your ability. And unfortunately, some managers don't really get that. So one of the big things that I really want to make companies aware is that, you know, we want to contribute to the organization and the business in general. We want to be successful, but unfortunately, there's a lot of myths about neurodiverse people that may hinder people like myself from getting a paid job, which is, you know, that we don't have empathy. We don't, we're kind of lazy slackers. We intend to make things difficult for people, which is not really true. And we only want to be a part of the team, but it would just have to, you know, kind of, it's a little bit of both ends. Like we have to give into what the company wants if the company wants to give into what we want. So it's all about finding the common ground for someone in the workforce.
What's going to be reasonably accommodating for you and what's going to be an acceptable accommodation for them. I know that there's a lot of valuable resources online. There's a website that has a lot of them listed on there that's very helpful to go to. I'll have to find that and plug that in the show notes as well. Jobaccommodationnetwork.com, I think, is the name of it. But that's amazing that, you know, you have been able to really work as much as you have and inspire others to work with others as well. That's a big impact on your community.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else at all that you would like to share with our listeners today?
In addition to my employment, I'm also really big in special education, which is also because I grew up, you know, I was on an IEP throughout my school career, and I want to try to reach out to schools to kind of make them aware that neurodiverse people may not handle, you know, certain school activities and educational activities the same way as a normal person would. Because here's the thing, I despise fire. For example, and this is the biggest one, that I couldn't stand school safety drills growing up, particularly, especially fire drills, lockdown drills, school bus evacuation drills, and those kind of, and then another area that I really kind of kept hidden was school assemblies. And school assemblies are extremely overstimulating and very bothersome to neurodiverse students. And I got to tell you, when I left, I always went to school assemblies, but when I left school assemblies, I always had a headache and a migraine because of all the tension and the overstimulation of, you know, going through the assembly. And not everyone wants to be in a large room with their entire student body. So my objective is to reach out to teachers and administrators to say that we can make things easier for neurodiverse students if we listen to each other. Like one example would be whenever I had a fire, when we had a fire drill, I would get taken out of the building before they would pull the alarm. Mm-hmm. That's one example. And then the other big thing, of course, is advanced notice in general, because I get that schools want to, they want to create a surprise element to a school safety drill. But unfortunately, not neurodiverse and sensory friendly students that, you know, they want to get advance notice. And I think it's necessary for students to, neurodiverse students and special education students, to get that advance notice out there just mm-hmm. so they can plan ahead mentally and maybe even physically. So that's one example right there. And then, you know, maybe meeting the firefighters or the police officers who are going to be conducting the lockdown drills, and or maybe even doing a custom school bus evacuation drill with the driver, a school bus driver that's going to run the drills. So all these little things can make a difference. And then school assemblies are another big factor. Maybe have the child, maybe have the student go to a library or go to the office and just kind of wait out the school assembly. Or if it's really important, maybe have them watch it on, maybe have it be a live stream format from a classroom. And especially now with Zoom and all these streaming platforms that we're doing, I think schools should really take into account that they can live stream assemblies, and neurodiverse and special ed students that want to or have to be at an assembly don't have to be at that assembly. They can just, you know, be a part of it, but just watch it from a different location.
Definitely great suggestions for better sensory inclusion, you know, and working with the students and working with the staff to work together and come up with reasonable accommodations. I think that this is very needed in school districts all across the country, for sure. Well, I am so grateful for you taking the time to be here today, Mr. Snyder. Where is the best place for our listeners to find you online?
You can find me on my main website, which is Jeff Snyder Autism Neurodiversity Self-Advocate.wordpress.com. I am also on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn, Twitter with my Twitter name is GoDistance3562. I am on Instagram, also GoDistance3562. And I also have a speaker hub for anyone who wants to learn more about my speaking engagements. And if anyone wants to reach out to me for a consultation or a speaking engagement or even a podcast interview.
Everybody, y'all go check out all the different links that he just gave you, and check out all the different services that he offers on the website and blog Go the Distance. Thank you again so much for taking the time to be here today.
My pleasure, Tasha.
Thanks again for stopping by the Autism in Action podcast, where we have you covered from the East Coast to the West Coast for all things autism. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please visit autisminactionpodcast.com and subscribe to receive our weekly emails, sign up for future webinars, and check out some of our online resources. See you again soon.